Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So, when is the game?
The football game?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. Who do we play?
Vikings. Case Keenum's old team.
Ah, the old...
That's where we got the quarterback from.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Vikings. Okay. All right, so everybody's talking about this electronic ticket thing, and my girlfriend just texted me. She has season tickets. She's like, there's no paper!
No paper.
No paper.
That's what they say.
They also said one reason they do electronic now is to track how many times you sell or transfer your season tickets, because they don't want you to sell a certain amount of tickets, I guess.
Nosy.
They are nosy. For sure.
They're being watched.
All right, I have lots to get to this morning. Did you see Kanye West on Jimmy Kimmel?
Did not.
I didn't either.
Nope.
But everybody's talking about it because we were worried that it was going to be weird. So, you see, here's the thing. A long, long, long time ago, Jimmy Kimmel and Kanye West got in a fight. And I forgot what it was about. But then Jimmy Kimmel started making fun of Kanye. And then Kanye started going after him, and it was just a mess. Well, then they decided to kind of just seal the deal. He came on the show a couple of years ago, whatever, but he was a little odd. Well, I guess Jimmy Kimmel is thinking maybe it's time to have Kanye back. I guess he was a little odd again.
Yeah.
He was just a little odd.
Not as bizarre, though, as he has been in the past.
Some people are believing that he got coached. Not to be weird. Have you ever had one of those coaches? The not to be weird coach?
No.
No,
I haven't.
They're saying that he might have been coached to be just kind of chill. Here's one of the clips. I'll just play
for this interview. I knew I wanted to stay in a calm state because by the time I got to TMZ, I was ramped up. So what was awesome is that the world got to really experience someone in a ramped up state. And that's when you get these comments that just shoot out, like almost like Tourette's.
Because you have highs and lows. And when you have a high, you're on a roll. And when you have a low, you're not.
Well, there's some cases of bipolar where people go low. I'm one that goes high.
I see.
Like Michelle Obama said.
So you don't have extreme periods of depression?
Oh, no.
No.
But then you're not bipolar.
Yeah, I don't.
Bipolar means up and down, right?
I thought so. Yeah, I don't.
If you're always up, Kanye, then you're just polar.
You're high polar.
Yeah, you're high polar.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, I don't really know what these clips are because they're not really named. So I'm just going to put them out there, okay? Yeah. All right, here's another one.
I've never heard of a class that breaks down how you balance a checkbook or how you control your finances, which my father never taught me that. And I've never heard of a future class. So they keep us so focused on history that we start to believe that it actually repeats itself. And we become overly traditional and we can't advance as a race of beings. We get too caught up in the past and what everyone's saying and what everyone's tweeting. And sometimes you just have to be fearless enough to break the simulation. And when I mean simulation, this is what I mean by the simulation. Sorry,
what are you talking about?
Clap, but everything I'm going to say is going to be amazing.
He's saying that he can't balance his checkbook because of history.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Because there's not a class that taught him how to balance his checkbook. Instead, all the classes that he learned in high school and college were all about history.
He's also, I guess, alluding that the education system in this country is completely broken. And it needs to be fixed.
Because he doesn't know how to balance his checkbook.
But I don't know if Kanye is the guy to fix or should even, I don't know.
I don't know.
To Kimmel, you got to figure, Jimmy Kimmel's thinking, boy, this is a boring interview.
Let me just tell you, we have three more of these.
Because you want the wacky stuff.
I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what he's saying.
There's another one.
Okay.
This one's short, thank God.
Okay.
People keep asking, wow, how did you book Kanye? And the answer is, we didn't. You don't book Kanye. When Kanye decides he's booked, he just lets you know. And then
That was a good one. That was my favorite clip.
Because it's short.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Were you ever concerned about her being alone in the Oval Office with President Trump?
Him.
Well, he is a player.
That one was a good one, too. Donald Trump's a player. That's funny. And then finally, this is the last clip of Kanye West on Jimmy Kimmel talking about porn.
Do you feel like your attitude towards women has changed since having daughters?
Nah, I still look at Pornhub and...
What kind of stuff do you look at? What categories?
Blacked is my favorite category. I mean, what's the point of being Kanye West if you can't? Let's break down the porn categories. A lot of black on white, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's mirroring your own self, your own situation.
My own reality.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's the same guy that was just talking about the education system. How broken it is.
Yeah, now he likes it. Yep, okay.
He gets educated through Pornhub.
Yeah. Somebody told us that's not bipolar what he's talking about. It's called manic. We don't know.
We don't know.
Listen, we don't know.
We don't know.
And then somebody's out like, oh my God, he's talking about PFL.
What's that?
Personal Financial Literacy.
Whoa. PFL.
I didn't know about
that. Oh man, that I've learned
crazy.
Something today. That
yes.
is big.
Personal finance. Yes.
I have a PFL problem.
Me too.
Yeah. Thank God today's payday.
Is it?
It cures my PFL.
Is today payday?
I don't know. I think so. It's a Friday.
Yes.
How's your PFL, Sean?
It's bad. I need to seek treatment.
Yeah.
Professional treatment.
Take something for it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to later. It's payday.
I'm so thrown off by this whole pay system of ours, but whatever.
It's just every 2 weeks.
All right.
Every other Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bi-monthly.
All right. Feels weird on the 10th. Anyway, moving on. Did you know that Macaulay Culkin, they really wanted him to star in the Big Bang Theory? By the way, I love that Big Bang Theory. It's pretty funny. For a sitcom, I have to say, it's pretty darn funny. But I guess here's what he said about it on the podcast.
Well, they pursued me for Big Bang Theory. And I said, no, because it was kind of like the way the pitch was kind of just like, all right, these two like astrophysicist nerds and then a pretty girl lives with them. Yoinks. Like, you know, and I said, like, yeah, no, I said, I'm cool. Like, thanks.
Yeah.
And then they came back at me again. And I said, no, like, I'm like, again, flattered, but no. And then then they came back at me again. And then even my manager was like twisting my arm. Listen, I'd have hundreds of millions of dollars right now. If I did that gig at the same time, I'd be bashing my head against the wall.
Yeah, you look back now and the Big Bang Theory is such a huge monster hit and it's been on for years. He'd be so rich. Yeah.
Boy, certain things you just miss out on.
Oh, my God.
I think it happens to everybody. I think everybody feels that way.
Yeah, everybody has
there was that one time that if this had worked, I would be worth X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
I think we all look at that.
For example, if you bought Amazon when it first came out, you'd be worth if you put $10,000 in Amazon when it first came out, you'd be worth $10 million now.
Hmm. Well, I was telling you last week about that story. I don't think we ever talked about it on the air. Remember Bezos' parents?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that story? Okay, so Bezos, who is the guy with Amazon, right? When he first came out with Amazon, this was back in like 1985 or 95 or something, his parents invested every dime they had. It was like somewhere around $70,000. And he went to his parents and said, look, this is a really risky thing I'm doing here. I'm not sure it's going to work. And had them to take their money back out. If they had left it, they would be worth almost $1 billion.
That's when you hate your kid.
Wow. Now, they still have, obviously. Well, they've gotten back in and they're looking good.
Yeah.
But if they had stayed in with that $70,000, I think it was like $600 million it's worth.
I keep waiting for something like that. Like, I put in? I put $300 into that startup pot thing. $300 into that startup. Everybody's like, you got to go in on this pot thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, right. Man, it is worth $78 now.
Yeah, you've lost your ass on that one. And you didn't. We never thought pot could go up in smoke like that.
No, but it did.
But it did.
Poof.
It did.
Yeah. But I was hoping it'd be like the Amazon thing, you know? It was some company that, I don't know what they do. But anyway, I was like, oh my God, this, and I got like an insider trading, you know, info on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a tip.
The tip.
You got a tip.
I did get a tip.
Yeah. Mm. And the tip sucked.
Yes, it did.
I think the person that gave you the tip was smoking his own pot.
Well, you know what it was? It was actually somebody that texted us. How dumb is that?
Way to go, Texnado.
It was somebody that said, hey, Jamie, if you want to get on a good stock, a good startup stock with marijuana, go with this guy. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I did. And yeah, no, it was. Yeah.
Texnado. Way to go, Texnado. Misleading her. So, cost her a fortune.
Yes. So sucky. All right, anyway. Let's see here. Kelsey Grammer talks about his private tattoo with his wife's name.
Yes, but not thigh. It's below the belt. Kate asked me if I would ever get her name tattooed on my body somewhere, and I said, sure. And then we both thought it was better to keep it out of sight. So she has not reciprocated at this point, but I think she actually would.
Hmm.
Isn't that fascinating? Are you glad you heard that? I don't know. Are you sure?
Like, well, hey. I don't think he's bragging because Kate's a short name.
Oh, right.
I don't think he's bragging at all.
I feel like this is your second wiener joke in an hour.
It was Catherine. If he was, you know, had Catherine on there, it'd be different.
Who's counting? And then finally,
what?
I did not know she's only 20 years old. Remember when Kylie hit the Fortune magazine for the youngest billionaire?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was because she was 20.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, she's turning 21 years old today. Kylie Jenner's 21. And guess how much her bill is for her 21st birthday? I'll answer. Over $1 million.
Oh, man. I was going to guess about 150.
Over $1 million for your 21st birthday?
Oh, man. They didn't go to Chuck E. Cheese.
No. No, they did not. No, no, they did not, at all.
Not for that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, that is just, that's just.
They threw, and it all started last night, and I guess the parties continue today, too, but they're in, like, what, 6, 7 different clubs?
Yeah.
They went to eat. The whole group went out to eat. All the sisters, even Scott Disick came along. Kanye went and met them after the Jimmy Kimmel thing. I guess a bunch of old boyfriends.
Oh, that's
that
fantastic.
Blake Griffin guy showed up.
Oh,
they
yeah,
said
that's nice.
Yeah, they invited everybody.
$1 million.
You know who wasn't there?
Who was?
From what I understand,
what?
Caitlin. I don't like the way they're treating her.
I don't like that you know all this.
I'm just saying right now, that's not cool.
They didn't.
You got Scott Disick there?
She didn't invite her dad?
Her daddy. I mean, her mother. No.
Well, no, it's not her mom. Ooh, it's her dad. It's still her dad.
I do that every time.
He's still her dad.
Still her dad.
She's still her dad?
Yes.
You would have to say she's still her dad.
I think so.
When you look up the word dad, can it now say both sexes on it?
I don't know.
Oh, you really got him with that one. You know how quiet he was?
I don't know.
He went to a whisper.
I'm just saying, like, if you're in the third grade and they tell you to write out the definition of dad, it might be offensive.
I don't know.
To people like Caitlin, correct? Because what if it just says it's male only?
Sean, you stopped in your tracks on that one.
Well, I know, but I just want to make sure it's right. Now, I'm reading definition of dad, and it, nowhere in there, dad, father, old man, papa, does it really assign a gender.
Oh, really?
So dad is a non-gender-specific word.
What does it say it is?
Dad is the, it just says father. It just says definition of dad, father.
It's got to be a little deeper than that, Sean.
Oh. A man who's begotten a child.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a man.
Because what you're doing is like synonyms, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a father, man. Yeah.
A man. If it says man, oh, we got a problem.
The definition of dad is father, and the definition of father is a man that had a child.
Caitlin wasn't at the party, so that's
wow.
Really wrong.
That's
it
so
is.
Sad, isn't it?
That's wrong.
Shoot. You know why? It's because of that. What's the mom's name?
Kim.
Yeah. No, the mom.
Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
All those K's. I hate them.
I know.
All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.